Ottawa police are deploying a surge of about 150 extra police officers to central areas of the city paralyzed by the protest against COVID-19 mandates that has been going on for days. Police Chief Peter Slawley says the patrolling officers will focus on mischief, hate, harassment, threats and other intimidating behavior to send a clear message: the lawlessness must end. The protest against pandemic measures, which has immobilized the city's downtown with scores of large trucks, is an increasingly volatile and increasingly dangerous demonstration, Slawley told a news conference Friday. We're absolutely committed to bringing this demonstration to an end. However, Slawley warned that demonstrators near Parliament Hill remain highly organized, well-funded and extremely committed to resisting attempts to end the demonstration safely. Police plan to contain the demonstration in the area immediately south of the hill through concrete barriers and large machinery to control roadways throughout the downtown core. They are also looking at closing bridges and highway off-ramps, while incoming protest trucks will be directed to designated parking zones outside the downtown core, Slawley said. Illegal parking by demonstrators could result in bylaw enforcement, removal and impound. Fencing has been placed around the tomb of the unknown soldier near the hill. A woman was photographed jumping on the tomb last weekend. Police expect as many as 400 more trucks and up to 2,000 people on foot will arrive this weekend for the protest. In addition, as many as 1,000 people could join counter-demonstrations downtown. Plans for demonstrations to oppose the protesters were in flux Friday amid concerns such actions might not be safe. Slawley had a blunt message for anyone intent on causing trouble. Do not bring weapons, do not bring firearms, do not come here to cause harm. Do not come here to break the law. You will be held to account. Downtown Ottawa residents have endured a week of blaring truck horns, blocked streets and racial taunts from aggressive participants. Many city dwellers have expressed frustration with the fact little has changed days into the protest. Residents were bewildered Thursday that demonstrators had constructed a wood building and fuel storage pen in Confederation Park, just southeast of Parliament Hill. A few dozen people gathered Friday for a community safety walk, a daily event coordinated by concerned city councillors. For the last week, we've been held hostage, we haven't felt safe, said resident Sarah Duff. And there have been extremists that have been allowed to roam our streets. Enough is enough. Slawley acknowledged residents' concerns but said police had done absolutely the best we can to keep this city safe. We need to do better. We're committed to doing better. We now have more intelligence and allies to do better. The Ottawa chief said his empathy for citizens was rooted in personal experience, noting police were investigating death threats that he and other city officials had received this week. Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino said late Thursday the RCMP had approved Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson's request for Mounties to support city police. The minister made it clear Friday that Ottawa police remain the force of jurisdiction and called Slawley's new plan reassuring. No one is above the law, Mendicino said. And I think that the many reports that we're hearing in Ottawa from people who live here, who work here, who are trying to raise their families, who are trying to get around, is that they can't enjoy those freedoms. Slawley said local, provincial and national intelligence personnel were working together to analyze information. We have increased ability to identify and target protesters, and supporters of protesters, who were funding and enabling unlawful and harmful activity, he said. Teams are gathering details including vehicle registration, driver identification, insurance status and other related evidence that will be used in prosecutions. Every unlawful act, including traffic and insurance violations, will be fully pursued, Slawley said. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been harshly critical of the protesters, calling on them to leave town and allow residents to resume their daily lives. Tamara Litch, a protest organizer, told a Thursday news conference the departure of the demonstrators would be based on the Prime Minister doing what is right, ending all mandates and restrictions on our freedoms. Many public health restrictions fall under the jurisdiction of provinces, rather than the federal government. Interim Conservative leader Candace Bergen called on Trudeau to provide a clear plan to end the situation in Ottawa. Bergen urged the protesters to be peaceful, saying Canadians had heard them loud and clear. Regardless of political stripe, we all want an end to the demonstrations, and we all want an end to the restrictions, she said in a statement Friday. Now, we must come together, as Canadians always do, and chart a peaceful way forward. Protest organizers have raised more than $10 million through crowdfunding site GoFundMe, though it is unclear whether they will be granted full access to the money, given widespread concerns about the demonstration. The Parliamentary Black Caucus is calling for information related to donations made through public fundraising sites to be disclosed to the Federal Anti-Money Laundering Centre and police. The caucus also wants a joint parliamentary study and review of the events surrounding the protest. Former U.S. President Donald Trump, with customary hyperbolic flair, said the convoy in Ottawa was peacefully protesting the harsh policies of far-left lunatic Justin Trudeau, who has destroyed Canada with insane COVID mandates. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 4, 2022. Jim Bronskill and Erica Ibrahim, The Canadian Press.